You know, sometimes when you do these second date updates, I'm less worried about the date and I'm more interested in, like, how does somebody start talking to somebody at a bar? You know?
Oh, yeah.
Because, okay. Like, it's difficult as a dude to know how to approach somebody. And Edie's on the phone today. She met a guy named Russell. And what was the thing that Russell said to you, Edie, that got you interested? Like, hey, you want me to buy you, like, a shot and we'll do a shot together?
Wow, Jubal.
No, that wasn't it.
No. Oh, not even in that voice? That's a really hot voice.
It's shocking, because that would be hard for anyone to turn down.
What did he say to you?
He actually said, wow, I like your sparkly nails.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's actually kind of nice, because he's complimenting you without being creepy and noticing actually some detail about you. Yeah. Other than, you know,
nice
your chest.
You got nice nails. You got nice nails. Want to take a shot with me?
In a different voice, though.
Oh, wow. Edie was like, I thought I was reliving the date all over again.
Is it him? Is he on the line?
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Russell after he commented on your sparkly nails.
So we really just started talking, and we were just, you know, compatible. And so we kind of broke off and just started having conversations and a couple of drinks at the bar.
Cool.
And we were just having a really great time.
You sound like immediately you went from sparkly nails into deep conversation.
Well, kind of, yeah. So I was like, I'm surprised this guy's don't notice the little things. And then he was like, oh, well, I grew up with sisters. And so that we just like went to like childhood, like really fast.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Deep I like your nails. I grew up with sisters. I've never found love before. Like, straight into that kind of stuff.
Well, kind of. I mean,
and what did you like about your conversation with him?
He just like really was listening, and just I felt like I was really being heard, and he was just like commenting on things and just really noticing things about me.
God, the standards are so low for dudes.
No.
All dudes have to do to really make an impact is listen.
Yeah,
really. But, okay,
not
but,
be creepy.
But listening is more than just blank staring and then waiting for your turn to talk, right? Like, he was really engaged in what you had to say, and he was obviously really interested in you as well.
Anyway, so we were just talking, and then we got hungry, and so he's like, let's go get some food somewhere. So I'm like, great, let's go. So we decided on pizza, because we both like pizza, and he asked me, okay, do you have, like, a favorite pizza place?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, yes, of course, I have the best pizza place in the state. And he's like, no, I'm pretty sure that I know the best pizza place around. So we decided to have a pizza off.
What?
Dude, that's a good date.
A pizza off, yeah, that sounds pretty nice, actually.
Yeah, I'm in.
What do you do?
So we went to his pizza place first, and he bought the slice, and then he fed it to me.
He fed it to you, actually.
Yeah, that was his idea.
And so he's feeding you pizza, and what are you thinking? This is awesome, or this is kind of weird, I can eat my own damn pizza?
Well, that was like, we agreed on that.
Okay.
Cool.
So you agreed to feed each other the pizza at each of the places?
Okay, well, it sounds weird that you're saying it like that. But those were the rules of the pizza off. That's what we decided. Mm-hmm. It was just like fun and silly. And so those were the rules.
Okay.
It sounds weird. It doesn't sound weird. It sounds like you were a little drunk.
Well, maybe a little bit.
So it's probably good you have somebody feeding you so you didn't get it all over yourself. Anyway.
Hey, there you go.
Who won the pizza off?
Oh, well, I won, obviously. We went to my place. I fed him the pizza. I won hands down.
Oh, nice.
Really? He's told you. You won.
So he's not calling you back because he's pissed that he lost to a woman.
Well, maybe. I don't know why.
Was there any awkward moments during your date?
Well, there's one thing that I keep replaying to myself, and I'm like, maybe that's what it was. Maybe that's why he's being kind of weird. So we're leaving, like walking back to my car, and he's like, hey, I had so much fun. I can't believe a girl like you is single. And so I said, well, I'm not super single. And
what?
That's
more
than a red flag. That's like a red banner, like a red explosion.
Well, I know, but I explain. And so I was like, well, I am like dating someone, but we're not exclusive. We're just kind of dating.
Oh, okay.
Why would you even bring that up if you're not exclusive and it's not a thing?
Well, I don't know. It just came out.
Oh.
And I'm thinking maybe that was a turnoff.
Yeah, it could be if you think somebody pretty much has a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay, so in my defense, he's not my boyfriend. You know, someone I'm just dating. But I wanted to be just really open about that because it's not something I'm ashamed of. We're not in a committed relationship.
Do you think he believed you, though? Because I feel like that's what cheaters say. Like, well, I'm seeing somebody, but we're not exclusive.
Right.
Well, like, what do people say who aren't exclusive? Like, how do you answer that honestly? I was just trying to be honest.
I'm dating around.
I'm single.
Well, I mean, that's basically what I said. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. You brought up an individual person. I feel like that's different. Uh-oh. But oh, well, that's just me.
Edie, does your husband know you're going to do a second date update right now? Because I wouldn't feel right about it if he didn't.
I mean, that's funny, but really, I am single, though. Like, I am single.
Okay, well, here's a question then. Why do you want to call Russell and not the other guy that you've been dating? Do you like Russell better?
Oh.
Well, I don't know. We just had so much fun and we connected, I thought, so much that first night. But I just wanted to see, you know, if it was a really special connection, you know, see where it goes.
Okay. And wow. Does the other guy know about this since you're so honest with Russell?
I have not mentioned it to him yet.
Okay.
Oh, weird. Okay. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and get your second date update, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Hang on.